Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5
for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
Cool. So we just want to basically open up everyone's minds a bit because your article really struck some emotions with us when we saw the media coverage and the way that they portrayed a bad light in sex workers.
Yeah. Look, unfortunately, this is something that I have come to expect. I've done a lot of work with the media talking about sex work in the industry and some of what we face and I guess trying to give some insight into who we are and the fact that we are a really hugely diverse community and we're not necessarily what the stereotypes that you sort of see on TV paint us as. But, and I've had some great experiences.
I just
want to make that clear, but most of the time... they're not so great. And the way we're portrayed in the media is pretty rubbish and it's based on those stereotypes.
So that's the perception that because you are a sex worker like Cassie Sainsbury, all of a sudden you're going to be involved in drugs and everything else and the images that come with it as well.
Yeah, so it's the assumption that, we're all part of some sort of clandestine, dark, seedy underbelly. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that there haven't been occasions where the industry has been tied in to that sort of thing. I think you can say that of a lot of industries. But to assume that just because I'm a sex worker, I can't make my own choices.
Yeah.
And that I'm automatically on drugs or, at risk of becoming some sort of drug running, whatever is really it's completely inaccurate. And it also leads to, we often as sex workers and often in criticism of what we do, we'll have people who are very opposed to the industry, say that we don't know our own minds, that we don't know what we're doing. We're so clouded by the industry that we can't make our own choices and that, how could we possibly choose to do what we do? And the fact is that there are plenty of people who do and there's plenty of people who don't, and they're the people we really want to focus on helping, not everyone who's here by choice. And I think I've definitely learned since working in the industry, obviously. Mm-hmm. I went in with a very narrow-minded view of what it looked like, and I've been able to experience firsthand, the sheer diversity of this industry through my colleagues, through my clients. So it's so much more than that. And, it's not for everybody. And we certainly don't pretend that it is.
No.
But, we're very much wanting to make sure that people understand that there's more to it than, the fishnet stockings and the seedy red light district sort of mentality.
What would you say to the people that what you're trying to make them understand? How would you say that to people to let them know that there is a lot more? What else is there to the sex working industry?
I'm a 5'2", mostly flat chested geek. So I don't subscribe to many of the stereotypes that people cook up. But more than that, I think what people need to understand is that we are human beings. We have families.
Of course.
We have friends. And this sort of stigma, that these kinds of reports cook up, that we're out on our own, that no one really, really cares about us and that we're keeping it a big secret. And for some of us, we aren't out to our families. Some of us are. But this notion that we're less than human, which is really what this sort of reporting represents, it really puts us at risk. It really lets people, in society think that we are sort of so low that they can come on and do just about anything they like to us, and that's okay. And I think, many of us have lives outside of this. I have a partner. I have a great family. And nothing to do with my childhood or anything like that is why I got into the industry. I got into the industry because I needed a job and I had friends who worked in the industry and they said, why don't you give this a shot? So I did.
Yeah, listening to you, there's a couple of things. I think you make a really good point. You said some people choose, some people don't. You want to help the people that don't. Images make a big difference with the fishnet stockings and everything like that. Why don't they ever show images of someone with a disability or someone who's challenged and you guys helping out those type of people that normally wouldn't be able to get the love and attention that they would get in the outside world?
I don't think that would sell as well.
but we could talk about it, and that's why it needs to happen, and that's why it should be decriminalised in most states, not just New South Wales.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. I mean, my clients run the gamut. I see people who just want to, you know, explore and have some fun, and then I have clients with disabilities. I have clients who are quite lonely. There's no one type of client in any way that there is one type of sex worker. So I think, you know, we do occasionally see reports of, you know, sex workers who visit with people with disabilities and stuff like that. That's a huge and important part of what we do. However, then we end up with this sort of two-pronged sort of situation where people either want us to be victims of abuse in that whole red light, you know, sort of seedy underbelly vice sort of imagery that we saw on 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
So either that, or we're like, you know, these good saintly, and we're doing it just to give back to the community. And in reality, there's much more of a broad spectrum. And I love what I do, all of it, but I don't necessarily want to be painted into either of those boxes.
So with the media, so I loved the article that you did. I loved it when you were on Twitter defending and hitting back as well, because we both didn't agree with how it was portrayed. But have they come out in any way and apologised or asked or tried to understand a bit more the sex working industry?
No, at this stage, I haven't seen anything to suggest that at all. And the follow-up press has very much been, you know, I mean, they're using the word prostitute, which we have long, you know, preferred that people don't use, because it's more of a term given to us than one that we actually use ourselves, because sex work is work, which is something that people have a really hard time understanding. You know, most of my work is admin. I travel and I have to schedule and I have to do a lot of different things. I work with Sexpo, so, you know, I'm shipping things from one place to the other. I'm quite privileged in the way that I work. But, you know, there's a lot more to it than just the sexual component. But so far, I haven't seen any sort of apology or anything like that. I've had a few snarky messages from some people who don't agree with what I get up to.
Twitter trolls.
And I expect that. Yeah, look, this one was a Facebook. The main one was a Facebook troll, and I actually posted that Twitter. And I'm very much one of those people who I find that there's a hazy sort of line with naming and shaming and stuff like that. But I think when people send me messages like that and immediately block me so that I can't reply, I think at that point it's fair game.
Yeah,
of course.
I think it's important that people understand the sort of things that people send to not just me but other sex workers, you know, and sometimes it's totally unprovoked. You know, I expect a lot of this because I speak out publicly quite a lot, but this happens to my peers often, and they don't. Some of them don't speak out. Some of them are just working, keeping to themselves, doing their own thing. And they having to cop this kind of abuse, being told they're worthless, you know. And it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
No,
and I can understand, and I'm happy to take on that people don't agree with what I do and they have issues with the industry. And I've heard a lot of those issues, and I am happy to sit and hear those out. But when it gets to this level where it's just abuse, and then when the media is kind of in its own way perpetuating that same abuse, it's really rough.
Well, Lucy, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing that. And we really hope that people can open their minds a bit and there is a positive movement in supporting what you guys do and just embracing it rather than having anything bad to say about something that they don't understand.
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys.